Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Thank you, Simon, for the intro. Welcome to the pregame show. The Talking Yanks pregame show. First game against the Baltimore Orioles. Coming off a three-game win streak after beating up on the lowly Miami Marlins. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. BBD in the corner, and we will be discussing the lineup, giving you things that we will be watching out for. Figuring out the pitching path to victory. Making selections in the homer draft, predicting if we think it will be the over or the under total runs scored, and then at the end comes premonitions. Jake, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, Davis, everyone live in the chat. Holy smokes. Who would have thought a Monday night Baltimore Orioles game would have gotten the juices flowing like this, man? I mean, we got a lineup. We got guys making their Yankee Stadium debut. You're going to be in the building.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be saying, go, Heaney. Go, Heaney. Let's go, Heaney. Go, Heaney.
I thought you were going to do your normal song. Go, the Yankees. Go, the Yankees.
Win the game. Tonight, the lineup today.
That was a cute ending.
Huh?
That was a very gentle tonight.
Thank you. Tonight. I had my eyes closed.
Me too.
LeMahieu's back in the lineup, and he's playing second base. He's batting leadoff. Rizzo in the two-hole. First base. Judge batting third. DH and Gallo fourth. Stanton fifth. Odor sixth. Gary seventh. Glaber, 8. Gardner, 9. No Gio Urshela. Odor, first career start at third base. So they're really worried about DJ's arm, I guess. Has to be. Have we had any quotes?
I mean, we know it was a tricep thing he was battling.
Yeah. My only counter to that would be, as this team develops, I mean, Rugi would be the utility guy, so I think this is a good opportunity to give him reps at third base.
Yeah.
Particularly against the Orioles, and you figure out if down the line, and if it's an important game, is he comfortable there? Like DJ, I imagine, would like to stay at one spot for a full game if he's going to be at a spot.
I go DJ. That's my DJ.
Looks like no quotes yet from anyone.
Quoteless.
No quotes yet. Stanton's first game in right field since June 24th, 2019. I got that from at Talkin' Yanks.
Nice. Judge's DHing. So if they have all five in the lineup, this seems like the order they like. DJ leading off. Rizzo batting second. OBP guy. Righty-lefty right away. Judge drops down to three. And then that puts Gallo as the fourth and Stanton as the fifth. And then Odor sixth, because that's righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty. Pretty nice.
Man, that's a really nice lineup. You know, my low moments, I've come beckoning for balance, and we have it, man. And, you know, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, DJ, he's had that top spot. It's going to be interesting to see how his final 2 months go, because he got to pick it up a little bit, but him and Rizzo feels like a fun start to the game, and if those guys do their work, you're putting Aaron Judge, the guy you want in a position to do damage, in a good position to do damage. So I like it. I'm interested to see, I mean, I guess as we go with Gallo, the no double play thing's kind of cool, so I wonder if that ever comes into effect with the lineup. But, man, literally, I think a week and a half ago, Rob Brantley was batting sixth. And now we have our best player, Rougned Odor, there. So,
Rob Brantley against the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, those games weren't important, though.
LeMahieu, Gardner, Stanton. Gardner, two-hole. Stanton, yeah. Three. Odor, four. Glaber, five. Brantley, six. Allen, seven. Florial, eight. Wade, nine. You like today's lineup better than that?
I would take today's lineup over that.
You got a wrench up your ass? Always.
What are you, a sock puppet? What's that song that's like, I'm your puppet? It's a good song.
I'm not your puppet. I'm gonna fuck it up tonight.
Can't see my eyes. That is an all eyes reaction for me.
Okay.
Good look for me.
You got a what to watch for? I mean, obviously Stanton in right field, Odor at third. Those are the easy ones.
Easy ones.
Heaney on the bump is like the main one.
Yeah, it'd be cool if he's good. So this is mini what to watch for. Someone just tweeted this at us. They said that Rizzo has a good walk-up song.
What is it?
I don't know. They tweeted it at us. They said it's a beat. So we'll see what goes on there. God. Who's going to get hot? Who's going to get hot? We got three games versus the Orioles before we play an important four-gamer against Seattle. Like, who's going to get hot? Everyone, no one had, like, incredible series against the Marlins except Rizzo. So, like, who's going to get hot? Because if you do and you feel good for Seattle, you know, those are semi-important games for the rest of this season. So, who's going to get it started tonight? It's Lopez on the mound for the Orioles, the righty. I think the Yanks have gotten to him a few times. I feel like he might have got us once. But, you know, let's put up some crookeds. We need to rest the bullpen this series. The bullpen's been getting worked. So who's getting hot? Who's getting the insurance runs late?
Yeah, do you think it's Heaney on, you know, we're going to get however many pitches out of him no matter what?
It's going to be interesting because, so his second start for the Yankees is going to be against the Red Sox. We're assuming, right? Because, I mean, Herman's hurt against Seattle in a fake important game. So we'll see what's going on with Heen Dog. Joe's McFly in the studio, hot. You kind of want it to end on a good note, but at the same time, you know, he is a pure rental. So, like, if we're up, let's say the Yankees go gross today. They've got a 9 spot on the board. If it's 9-4 after 4 innings, you know, I kind of want Heaney to start the 5th. Like an extra inning. If he gives up another run in the 5th inning and it's 5-for-5, I think that inning right now is worth it.
Let's see how many pitches. He can throw. They're going to get 100 pitches at him no matter what. That's my guess.
Okay. Bullets. Blocks.
And I think you get a game where the Yankees win like 10-5. And Heaney didn't have a good game. Like, he goes, like, 6 innings pitch, 5 run runs, but 100 pitches.
I mean, I'm rooting for that.
I'm rooting for that.
Okay. Was on the Talking Yanks episode yesterday that came out. Go check it
feeling
out.
Feeling this.
If you haven't, where do we go from here? The good guys in the bullpen got used last week. However we can refresh that, you know, if we can get a Heaney to Albert Abreu game at some point this series, that would be, I mean, I'm excited to see the bullpen budget. Is there a plan with Nestor yet?
Don't call it that.
Is there a plan with Nestor?
Show me the way to bed. I don't know.
Because Nestor hasn't pitched since Wednesday. He's been our best pitcher this year.
I thought he's pitching next. Call tomorrow? No, isn't Nestor tomorrow?
It's Cole tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's Cole tomorrow. It keeps him in line for the end of the Mariners series.
And they have Tyone for Wednesday as of right now.
So you go Nestor tomorrow, then you go Tyone, Monty, Heaney Cole.
You go Nestor Wednesday, and that would push Tyone a day. They still don't have a Thursday starter, so.
Why don't you just go Nestor after Cole, third game against Baltimore?
That's
what we're saying.
And then Tyone.
Tyone to start
be the Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like it.
But as of now, they haven't said that, so interested to see what they does.
I said yesterday in the main episode that I don't think they should pitch Chad or Johnny for more than one inning against Baltimore here. And they should try to space it out. They should get hits. The offense, this should be on the offense to win. They've seen Jorge Lopez three times this year. The first time, 4.2 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. Second time, 4 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Then the third time, 2 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 5 runs. So, you know, this offense has got to be better than the ones that he faced in those other games, and they were able to knock him out early, get to the Baltimore bullpen, and, like, do some damage. They won the first game 7-0. Jay Bruce, Clint Frazier were in that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So I think it's Heaney on the offense to win this game. That's my what to watch for. They better put up some runs.
Let's go.
At the stadium.
The stadium. Place going nuts. Rizzo, yeah. Gallo debut.
Every
Heen
time.
Dog debut.
The Heen Dog, yeah. What number is he wearing?
38.
And he deserves it. Good for him.
He was 28 in L.A. for what that's worth.
Oh, 10% better.
I wonder if his pitch mix changes, if they're like, hey, throw this pitch more.
These pitches work. Throw that.
Yeah, if that was the case, if we were just going to do like these pitches work, throw them more, change to him. Which happens. Like, that's how they fixed Loaiza, and a lot of people were just saying it last year. Why don't you throw the better pitch more?
Right.
That's what the pitching coach did to me yesterday or Saturday, yeah, at Blitzball. He's like, why don't you throw that one pitch you throw really good and stop throwing all the pitches you throw poorly? And I said, mm-hmm, okay. And I did, and I struck K-Mac out in your face. Whoops. K-Mac, he's a nice guy. I liked him a lot.
Nice.
So if it was me, I'd say throw the curveball more.
Pump it.
He only throws it 22% of the time. He throws the fastball 60. Let's get that down to like a 50-30 mix.
Yeah, 45, 32.
He only throws the changeup to righties. So to lefties, he needs a two-pitch pitcher. I don't know how many lefties the Orioles have right now. But
I think he throws the curve to lefties, change to righties, or other way around. Whichever way is the normal way.
He throws
very traditional.
He throws the curve to both. He just only throws the changeup to righties. So he's a three
by rate.
He's a three pitch pitcher to righties, a two pitch pitcher to lefties.
Maybe that'll be part of his change. Maybe they'll mix in some left on left.
I believe a lot of kids. I did
doing
some Heaney reading, and he's a spin rate guy, and he doesn't have a discernible drop off after the sticky stuff.
Huge.
So, guess he wasn't using it.
Another mini what to watch for, don't let Cedric Mullins beat us.
Okay.
He has been awesome every time we've seen him play, which is cool for him, but not so cool for us. So I'm good on that.
It's good. It doesn't sound like a what to watch for. It sounds like advice, or it sounds like an ask.
It's all around. It's all part of it.
Sometimes you do have to ask to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen usage. We didn't really like go through the actual guys.
Dude, you're kind of not going to like it, man.
You're kind of not going to like it.
Okay. Like, Clay Holmes has pitched back-to-back days and three times in 4 days.
He's out.
Kind of out. I mean, Johnny's pitched.
Litke's probably out. They're using Litke like 2017 Chad.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, man, because then do you have Chad in play tonight?
Well, the GOAT, Joely's in.
For sure. Joely's in play. One pitch yesterday.
Yeah, Chad's in play. For sure.
Okay, so
he's pitched once in the last 4 games, and there's only 12 pitches.
So you have Chapman ready to go? Because he's pitched 4 of the last 6 days?
If it's a save situation, they can go Chapman. They should go Britton, get him back-to-back outings.
Mm.
So there you go. I got Joely.
Britton's pitched a lot, too.
He needs to. Keep him regular. I got Joely, Chad, and Britton today. But if it's a safe situation, they have to use Chapman. They can't do it again. They did 2 days ago.
Heen dog to Abreu to Joely.
Abreu?
We're blowing him out.
Okay. You have Heen dog pitching pretty well then.
I have the offense in.
How much of a lead do you need to bring Abreu in?
Five.
Okay.
Assuming he hasn't gotten in since the blowout game, right?
No.
We'll have to get him another chance.
We will.
If it's a one-run game and Heaney comes out after in the middle of the fifth, right?
Yeah.
How do you make up those 6, 7, 8, 9?
I think Litke is on the table today.
Okay.
Senor Lint Licker. Yeah, you're probably Litke to Joely, and then guys we like, Chad, maybe Zork, Chappers, potentially.
Okay. They should be able to use the good guys besides Clay.
We're wasting our breath. It's a blowout.
It's a blowout.
Rizzo, Gallo, and Heen Dog's debut, bro.
Pinstripes debut. Sal never even got to wear pinstripes.
I don't want to talk about it. Him and Lamar still haven't been claimed.
So Lamar might have been back to the stadium? Might have got all his stuff?
There's a chance.
All right.
There's a chance.
Homer draft, it's Homer Bush draft, and it's brought to you by the Hall of Fame Connection.
Hall of Fame Connection.
A 13-episode YouTube series with new episodes dropping every Wednesday. Artifacts in the Hall of Fame, a story. They intertwine them. They connect them. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's baseball. It's history. It's life. It's wonderful. You can check it out at the Baseball Hall of Fame YouTube channel. Every Wednesday, they've been dropping episodes all about Hall of Fame artifacts in the museum, the collection. They connect through the generations and the stories, each two-part episode features both a narrative storytelling element that weaves through the history of some of the museum's most iconic artifacts, and support for the series was provided by a Market New York grant. I Love New York / New York State's Division of Tourism as part of the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative. REDCI for short.
Jim, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of their EPs right now.
Yeah.
EP 2 is out. From Yogi to a King.
What king?
How do you not watch that?
Hank Aaron?
How do you not watch that? I haven't watched it yet, but I want to now.
How do you not watch
it? We're doing the pregame show.
Right after this.
You think it's Hank Aaron?
Look, Carlos Pena hosting it?
With Lindsey Barra. To stay up to date with the release of each episode of the Hall of Fame Connections, follow the Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels at Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I love baseball. All right, Homer Draft. No winners last series?
The Rizzo draw, they call it.
We each got a Rizzo homer?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's good. Good for us. Who gets first pick today?
I think it's you.
Wow. Huge.
It is Jimmy.
You know the stats on whoever gets first pick wins? You know the stats on first pick winners?
No.
No? You don't have them?
I said no.
I don't have them. I was wondering.
I said no.
All right, I'm curious about it. Someone has them.
Stop with the curiosity. Make the pick. Puppet boy.
I'm going to take Gallo.
Wowie, wow, wow, wowie, wow, wow.
Are you looking at my scab?
I'm looking at the top of a hat. Actually, the bottom of a hat.
Taking Gallo, man. Why wouldn't you take
Gallo?
Really? Well, the double he hit yesterday, gone at the stadium. Where's he playing now?
Estadio Unidos.
Have you seen his stats against Jorge Lopez?
Jorge Lopez, se la qua.
0-for-3 with two walks. So he's due.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a Gallo stat line except the homer against him. So that's a good pick.
Thank you.
I mean, the people have to be a little shocked that you left Rizzo. Because it's his first game in the stadium and he's the best ever.
He's going 0-for-0 with four walks today.
And then I think I got to go Judge because Judge is 3-for-3 with two homers against Lopez.
Yeah, another great pick by you.
So I'm going Rizzo and Judge on this one.
Okay.
Hell, maybe even back-to-back. No. Oh, belly-to-belly. In the dugout, rubbing bellies.
They should.
Celebration.
They should.
That'd be awesome.
A moon landing. That was what Cam in Modern Family called it when you when both the two people in the locker room bend over and both their butts touched. Remember it happened with his father-in-law, Ed O'Neill? They both went to put their pants on at the same time and their bare butts touched. And Ed O'Neill's all like completely creeped out, and Cam's like, "Oh, we had a little moon landing."
Cam is so good. So much Cam in my game.
I'm super excited because you didn't take Odor, who was actually my number one pick. I just didn't want people to know he was my number one pick initially. I wanted to be sneaky about it.
I kind of look like Rugi right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He's so much younger than you.
Yeah.
Like when you were.
Ep 2 with Ted was better.
When you started playing baseball, Rugi wasn't even alive yet.
I don't know if that's true.
You probably started around 6, right? My nephew's 3 and he's playing.
Yeah, I was going to say 6.
You're 6 years older than Rugi.
No, I'm not.
How old's Rugi?
27, right?
I thought he was 26.
He's 27.
Still, you probably started playing at 4 or 5. First time you picked up a ball.
Okay, yes.
Well, my nephew's playing, and he's 3.
On a team?
Yeah, they have practice and stuff.
I wasn't doing that.
It's not like they, like, go to the field and, like, fuck around, but.
I wasn't doing that. We didn't have time for that. Feet up to poop, man. Today's a must win, by the way. Lopez is 2-12.
Let that word resound.
Okay.
No, that's what I was saying. The offense has to win this game.
This is a must win.
Even if they win this game 1-0, it's almost a little concerning. The Marlins have good pitching. Like, the Marlins are fish with arms. Their starters are good, so it's all right that Alcantara shut him down. Like, he's good.
He's really good.
He's really good. Lopez and the Orioles pitching is not good. So, like, they need to win offensively tonight.
Man, imagine Barbaric. Yeah, let's throw him out there. Maybe it clicks tonight.
Yeah.
Hasn't the last career of his, but.
Grew up in the streets, man. We used to lean over to get our poops out. I'm the most pathetic man in the world.
That's a tough one.
It just hurt me deep inside.
This is funny stuff, man.
I've got stuff.
BBD hasn't had a. Is that you on the board?
Everyone enjoy your bad day.
It's both of us.
Okay, I was gonna say BBD hasn't had a board heater in a
I'm
while.
I'm not thinking. I'm never thinking.
Oh snap! That was lit.
Yeah, we were both just going back and forth on the board.
I'll taste other dudes.
Little board off.
Little board off.
Just in the middle. Big old hat on this peanut head.
Did you say penis or peanut?
I was debating that during the potential seventh inning stretch times. I mean, Jorge Lopez last 70 games, 45 starts, 3 years. He's got a 6.33 ERA. 8-23. Feels like it ain't clicking.
Just not there.
Give the kid at AAA a chance.
Oh, have you seen the AAA kids?
Yeah.
Like, their best pitcher at AAA is 14.
That's not true. That's not true. Good homer draft. What do you think the over-under is? We're back, DH, Yankee Stadium, Orioles eat bugs. Yankees don't score, though.
But it's Heaney, and it's
Lopez.
I think it's 9.5. And it's Gallo. And people are excited about it, so people might be maybe a flat 9 because they haven't been scoring.
Really?
But I think they're going to – I think it's a 9.5. They think – Vegas thinks the public – thinks there'll be high scoring, but they know it won't.
I was leaning towards 10 because Lopez is such a bug eater. New lineup.
9.5.
9.5.
Nice,
genius,
Jake.
Expert.
I'm going to take the under.
Expert. They've been under for how many in a row?
I did predict a 10-5 victory.
BBD, I don't want to be rude, but your over-under losses really hurt where I was at.
You did all Miami, right?
You did all Miami.
I did all Miami. I was 2 for 3.
So you were 43 and 42. No, no, no.
Oh, wait. I was in a making everything a loss mood.
What?
Updated records.
Dude.
So yeah, you went 2 and 3.
You were in a making everything loss
look,
mood?
Look, what are you?
What's Zach doing over there?
He has you losing every one of them.
I have you losing them when you won those as well.
You have me losing these two?
Yeah, I marked them as losses.
He was in them making losses.
I marked them
man.
Wrong, you know?
So wait, what's our record then?
You'd be 39 and 52.
Okay.
And
Jake would
Jake's 45 and 46.
So if you took off the 3 straight BBD losses, I'd be 45...
To be fair, he was just matching me.
Right. I didn't want to mess up the
so
standings.
I wouldn't get a jump on you. But
I was playing
dude,
the
it's
head
not
to head.
It's not BBD's fault that you had to go hunt lobsters.
It kind of feels like it is at this point. I feel like BBD was in on the lobsters.
So we're 2 for our last 2. So yeah. We gotta go under again.
It's been an under festival.
But I really like the over today.
Except the Cole game.
They put it too high.
I love the over today.
You do?
Yeah.
And I'm at the stadium.
I'm going with over. You're
going
the
over.
Stadium.
I am at the
stadium. You guys did say before game 2, under until they go over.
Yeah.
So
well, BBD, you got to
adjust.
You got to adjust. I'm at the stadium.
Just yeah. I'm just making sure.
I would put a little cheddar on the push because you'll be there, but I won't be there. So that's kind of like pulling forces.
So if it pushes, we get a point.
We get one push game a week where we get a point for it. Well, and this is my push game.
Like the like if we have like $10.
And it's like challenges. If you get it right, you get another push game.
If we have $10 and somehow the odds work out that if we put 2 on the push,
right,
we win back the full 10.
Right.
So we don't lose money. Eight. Yeah, but you put $8 on the over, we would win money there.
Right.
But the 2 on the push saves us, so it's actually a win. Whatever, however.
Today's my push day.
All right, so we're both on the push?
Yeah.
All right, we're both on the push today. We're both betting green. Can you change it officially? I'll change it in the
show. Well, no. We get to go over and push.
I think we just lock the push.
No.
8-2 final, Yanks.
It feels that way.
It does feel 8-2-ish.
I still want the over, I think.
No, we're locked in on the push. If you come to the stadium with me, you can grab the over.
I'm going over.
All right, we're both going
to... The push was like you get one coin, one token a week, and you get to use it.
All right, so...
So it's over.
I'm
going to
take
the
over
coin.
And the push as well.
Over with the push coin.
Yeah. Wait, Morgan's got 7-3 stuck in his head, and that sounds great, too.
Hey, Morgan. Jerking off in your Little League glove again?
I watched half of that on the plane.
Yeah. Bouncing.
You
got any promos for this game?
Bow. I think Rugi's gonna have a tough time. I don't know how we're gonna be able to visualize this, but not being a middle infielder means there's less people in his vicinity and, like, range of talking to.
He's had sex.
Huh?
What?
So, like, he's not going to be able to talk to as many people as a second baseman or shortstop. Center fielder's out of his range.
He's going to talk to the Orioles third base coach
a lot. Oh, yes. Okay, umpire, you're going to see a lot of Ruggie talking to the third base. And Michael Kay may even say at one point, like, oh, looks like Ruggie's making friends over there.
I'll give you a bonus point.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Ruggie's going to be super active in the shifts today.
Like, oh, my. Yes. When they
basically just got a you can run wherever you want whenever card.
He's going to shift into shallow right field as a third baseman.
Yep.
Awesome.
The Orioles' third base coach is named Tony Mancelino.
Tony Mancelino. Nice.
Just need that on all of our radars.
Faye has a question. Did you watch half the length of the movie on the plane or the whole length movie with only one eye, Jimmy? I put it on, and then I just clicked a random place in the middle of Good Will Hunting, and I watched the end of it.
I have a premo.
Jake has a premonition.
Rizzo saves Gary on a pop-up.
Interesting.
So it's like pop-up, it's between the dugout and Gary. You know, he's a little lost at first. He finds it, he can make the play, but Rizzo's like, I got it.
Did Heaney pitch? Okay, I like that.
Heen dog.
Did he pitch at the stadium earlier in the season?
That's a good question. I had his game log up, and then I just destroyed.
When Bundy puked?
I destroyed Jorge Lopez's whole career.
Oh, God damn it. The Yankees the Yankees crushed him.
Yeah. Drive down his value.
Gary hit a homer off him. Now he's catching him?
Wow.
How are you going to live with that? And Judge hit a homer off him. And Andujar hit a homer off him.
Baby, what Andujar. Career versus the Orioles, 16.2 innings pitched to the tune of a 5.4 ERA. No losses against them, though, so. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to, like, pick up his rhythms and stuff. Is he a fast worker? Is he slow? Is he fast sometimes, but he's slow when he gets in trouble? Does he shake off Gary at all? Does he shake off Gary a lot?
How many fingers are on his glove hand?
How many fingers you got?
What do you think the average amount of fingers is in the MLB? It's got to be like 4.9.
Across two hands?
No, per hand.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.